We are at the end of an era, but we are not fully aware of it. The two forms of economic organization, state capitalism and international capitalism, are in competition with each other. Neither of them is attractive. The Washington Consensus has failed. International capitalism in its present form has proven itself inherently unstable because it lacks adequate regulation. It's also highly unjust because it favors the haves over the have-nots. While the prevailing multilateral system will try to reconstitute itself, China will expand on a bilateral basis. China is, of course, part of the multilateral system, but it doesn't occupy within that system a position that is commensurate with its current and anticipated prospective strength. Therefore, its participation in the international financial institutions is rather passive, and its active expansion is likely to go through bilateral challenge. For instance, China will complain about the role of the dollar and will promote the role of special drawing rights, but it's unlikely to allow the renminbi to become freely convertible because that would destroy the mechanism that has allowed the state to harvest the fruits of cheap Chinese labor through an undervalued currency. China will continue to maintain capital controls, but will establish bilateral clearing accounts denominated in renminbi with countries like Brazil. This will diminish the status of the dollar as the international currency without actually replacing it.